Say something to you?
Yeah, it says that mysterious date of yours is cheap.
Joan Collins, values strike again.
I can't help it, Julia. I'm a quantity person.
That is made obvious by your appetite.
You can't get me angry tonight, Julia. It's almost New Year's, and that means a party. You know how much I love parties. It's just so much fun to be the center of attention.
I'm sorry I'm late. I had to help Claudia pick out an outfit for tonight. She's going to one of those little co-ed parties where a boy brings a girl.
Claudia has a date?
Well, no, it's not really a date. I mean, well, I know it sounds like a date, but it isn't, because I won't allow Claudia to date, not until she's 16.
Then what would you call it?
Completely out of touch.
I remember my first New Year's Eve party. There I was with Tommy Garson, ringing out the old, kissing in the new. That was the year I first learned about the basis.
Forgive my ignorance, Suzanne. But I don't believe they covered the bases in my edition of the Masters and Johnson's manual.
Oh, you know. First base is French kissing. Second base is breast. Third
All
base.
Right, Suzanne.
You can spare us third and sliding into home.
Well, I guess I was about 13 then, too.
Kind of reminds me of me.
Maybe I can stop her before she leaves.
Well, I'd like to know, where's Anthony?
Right here, Julia.
Oh, that is eerie, the way he does that. You know when the Anthony just shows up when you mention his name?
Here's that stuff you wanted from the gourmet shop.
Thank you, Anthony.
Oh, yeah, and I especially want to thank you, Suzanne, for calling ahead and letting them know I was picking up all this stuff to be charged to your account.
Oh, I forgot to do that, didn't I?
Oh, gee, Anthony, I hope you didn't have any trouble.
Well, I don't think the owner of that fancy store exactly thought I belonged there.
Well, what makes you say that?
Well, it wasn't too hard to figure, Mary Jo. Maybe it was the scarf, you know. It was kind of cold out, and I was wearing it a little high on my face. Anyway, when I approached the cash register, he started screaming, "This is a holdup! This is a holdup!"
Oh, my gosh! What did you say?
I didn't say anything. I hit the floor just like everybody else. Then it suddenly occurred to me that I kind of stood out among the patronage, kind of like a reverse Oreo.
Well, were you able to explain to the owner that it was all just a big misunderstanding?
Well, but I think he was kind of disappointed, being he'd already pressed the silent alarm to police headquarters. I can't tell you what a joy it is being surrounded by a SWAT squad during errands.
Thank goodness the police believed you.
Yeah, well, I guess they figure most professional thieves do not pull a heist for 4 quarts of eggnog and some goose pate. Anyway, I'd like to wish you ladies a very happy New Year.
Happy New Year,
Anthony. Happy
New Year
to you, Anthony.
Well, I'm just dying to meet this mystery date of yours. How come he won't tell us?
Well, you'll see when we meet him at the restaurant. It's a surprise, that's all.
Well, it was awful sweet of him to send you this rose. Can't wait to break out the new year together, signed S. Who could S be?
Stevie Wonder.
Don't worry. He's not somebody awful like Muammar Gaddafi or the Boston Strangler.
That was certainly the pair I had it narrowed down to.
Anyway, none of us have met Suzanne's date either.
Well, you will. Worth stretch limousine's going to pick us all up in about half an hour.
You know, I still cannot believe that you are actually dating an 82-year-old man.
Worth Carrington happens to be a very fascinating person.
I don't suppose it hurts that he's in the Fortune 500.
Oh, is he?
I had no idea of Worth's worth.
Isn't J.D. gonna meet us here?
He was, but now he's just gone. Meet us at the restaurant. He had to drop his kids off over at his ex-wife's place.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I just hate it when he goes over there. She has this idea that she still owns him on the holidays. She just cannot accept the fact that divorce is a 365-day-a-year event.
Well, I thought J.D.'s wife left him so she could go find herself.
Yeah, she did. Unfortunately, she keeps trying to find herself back in his bedroom.
Now, Mary Jo, everybody knows J.D. is crazy about you. You just take it from me. You be sweet, patient, and understanding. Sugar Bakers. Oh, hi, Reese. Happy New Year to you, too. You are? Yeah, she's right here.
He's in New York.
As in the city, in the state of New York, and not here with me after we planned this evening 2 months in advance? Happy New Year to you, too. And you can just stay in New York with your old new tax laws.
Gee, Julie, that was real sweet, patient, and understanding.
I've always detested New Year's Eve anyway. It's so silly, everybody trying so desperately hard to be happy. And if you're not blissfully happy, then you feel like you're some kind of a failure. Well, I think you can just count me out for tonight.
Suzanne, have you checked Worth's pulse recently?
He looks sort of dead to me.
Oh, no, he's alive. I can hear that geriatric wheezing of his.
Well, the chauffeur says he drinks champagne like this every New Year's. He's so happy to make it into the next year.
He just wants to celebrate 1987.
1987? Is this 1987?
Not yet, Worth.
Are you J.D. Shackelford?
Yes.
Your wife's on the phone.
Ex-wife. Excuse me. I'll be right back.
I have never seen radar like that woman has for tracking him down. I mean, for heaven's sakes, they've been divorced since 1984.
1987?
Not yet, Worth.
Hey, Mary Jo, I think you're being an awful good sport about this. I mean, if J.D. were my boyfriend, I would be stark raving crazy. I'd be plotting revenge. I would call New Jersey, hire a hitman, and get that woman fitted for cement shoes. Watch her try to tread water in the Hudson.
You think they have an 800 number? Well, at least our date showed up.
Shadow will be here in a minute.
Shadow? Well, how come you didn't tell us before?
Because you're always getting on me about going out with the wrong kind of man. I knew you didn't want me to date Shadow.
Well, I wasn't exactly crazy about him from what you told me about him, but then I never have been partial to men with bullet holes in their pants.
He's my friend.
If you ask me, I think Julia got the best deal in. I think we were pretty rotten to leave her alone like that. Since when did you develop a conscience?
Since Howard Hughes over there started snoring louder than that band.
Well, that was Janet.
Really? And what did she have to say?
Oh, nothing. She was watching Casablanca. That was our favorite movie when we were married. And they were at that part where Bogey and Bergman kiss.
I've seen the movie, thank you. I'm not real big on reruns, if you know what I mean.
Yes, I think I do. And I also think I'm a jerk. I'm sorry.
I tell you what. Let's all go back there and surprise Julia right now. I'll just leave a little thank you note here in Worth's horn.
How much am I into you now for?
$3,450,000, but I'm willing to take an IOU because you've been so nice as to keep me company tonight.
Well, since my date fell through, I didn't see any reason for both of us to spend the evening alone.
We're back! We decided to come and spend New Year's with you.
And I need to make a call.
Well, Suzanne, where's your date?
Oh, he turned out to be closer to Father Time than Daddy Warbuck.
I know this is the fourth time I called you, Claudia. I just want to make sure you're having a good time and that you're not into any contact sports. You know, like football. Okay? Baseball.
Pretty subtle.
All right, sweetie. Happy New Year to you, too. I love you. Bye.
Look, the big ball's about to go down on Times Square. Let's get in the bed.
Oh, it's just not the same with that guy Lombardo.
Oh, I know what you mean. It's just like in the Miss America pageant. I mean, they can have all the dimpled pretty boys they want to MC it. It's just not the same without that smiling Burt Parks looking down those girls' dresses.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, Helen!
We interrupt this program for this special bulletin. Peter, alias Shadow Wallace, has just escaped from maximum security at the Atlanta Federal Prison. Wallace is reportedly armed and dangerous. We will interrupt with further details as they become...
Charlene!
What?
Isn't that Shadow, your New Year's mystery date?
Let me get this straight. You had a date with an escaped convict?
All he wrote me was that he'd be getting out for New Year's. I kind of assumed he meant parole.
So, Charlene, did you tell your friend Shadow that you'd be coming here?
No, when I wrote him, I told him to meet us at the restaurant. Oh, that reminds me. We left in such a rush, I forgot to leave him a message.
Charlene!
What? Oh, shoot. Shadow would hurt a fly.
It is not the insect population that we're worried about.
Oh, now, if you knew him, if you could see his face, you know, it's downright angelic.
So is Babyface Nelson.
Happy New Year.
What are you doing snooping around out there?
Fuzz. Fizz. Trust me, this nose never fails me.
Actually, the gentleman is correct. There's been a prison break tonight, and we were wondering if he was in this neighborhood.
What will give you that idea?
Well, we know Shadow's been writing to you, Miss Frazier. We didn't see him at the bar tonight, and I was wondering if he showed up here.
Were you expecting him to?
Well, quite frankly, escaped prisoners rarely leave a forwarding address. Here's my card. Now, if he does call you or shows up, please call me right away.
We won't leave these women alone, but you catch this guy.
Right. Night.
Now, listen, don't you ladies worry. I know the psychopathic mentality of the criminal, having come up against it during my unjustly accused days. The scheming ways, their conniving, devious minds. In fact, if there is one common thread, is that they're all unpredictable and crazy and trigger happy.
That's it. Nobody leaves this house tonight.
Oh, now, Julie, that's unnecessary. Shadow's a good person.
Didn't you just hear Anthony say crazy and unpredictable and trigger happy?
Well, maybe he meant that in a positive way.
Oh, come on, throw it. Don't make love to him.
Oh, man, that quarterback is worthless.
Without a doubt, my two favorite things in the world are taking down a Christmas tree and watching 4 football games in one day.
Shoot, I kind of like watching football. Well, those guys sweat. It's real masculine to me. Of course, I like the smell of locker rooms, too. I especially like the way they slap each other's little behinds after really good play. Well, I do think they're kind of perverted for doing it.
In my opinion, there's more going on the football fields than half the married bedrooms in America.
Yes, yes,
no, 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 no.
Hello? Yes, officer, yes. Oh, you did, huh? Good work. Yes, that'll put a lot of minds to ease here. Yes, sir, thank you for calling. Bye-bye. Well, they caught Shadow.
Oh. Oh. They did? Oh, Charlene, I know you feel bad about this, but believe me, it's for the best. Really, I don't know what possessed you to invite an escaped convict for New Year's Eve anyway.
He wasn't escaped when I invited him. Anyway, he told me he was doing undercover work.
Well, the Brooklyn Bridge is sold, but I can get you an excellent deal on the Golden Gate.
Look, Julia, I know you think I believe people too much, but I mean, it's holiday time. You're supposed to have faith in your fellow man. I mean, Anthony's an ex-convict, and we trust him.
Well, listen, the Cotton Bowl's over, and we got just enough time before Arkansas creams Oklahoma to get a pizza.
Great idea. Extra pepperoni.
Arkansas, you've got to be kidding, man. The Boz plays for Oklahoma, and he is the greatest white player I've ever seen.
I'm telling you, it is going to be the Razorbacks by 7 points.
No, it'll be the Sooners by 8.
The Razorbacks by 7. Razorbacks! You've seen Boz's
head.
He
tanks his hair with me.
Kind of makes the Kennedy-Nixon debates pale by comparison.
Well, maybe I'll call my kids over at Ted's house and wish them Happy New Year.
Mary Jo, that is the fifth time you have called. I mean, most families don't speak that much in a month.
No. I'm just not used to being without him New Year's Day. And usually we sit down and write our resolutions.
We could do that. Oh, and then we could read them out loud.
It's Shadow on the TV.
He's still at large. An intensive search is being conducted. More details at 6.
Thank you for joining us today.
That's impossible, isn't it?
Well, you know how slow these news people are to find things out? I mean, Dan Rather doesn't know anything till 7 o'clock. My Mary Jo, we're starting.
If that bulletin is true, I wish J.D. and Anthony would come back.
Oh, now, come on, this will take your mind off it. You start, Suzanne.
Okay.
From now on, I'm going to pluck my eyebrows differently. Your turn, Mary Jo. This year, I'm going to try and be more brazen. I'm going to speak my mind and not worry so much about pleasing people.
You really think you can do that?
Well, I won't if you don't think it's a good idea.
Okay. Starting today, I'm going to try to be less judgmental. For instance, Suzanne, I won't automatically assume that you won't date a man whose net worth doesn't exceed J.R. Ewing's.
Okay, my turn. Let's see. Oh, from now on, I'm not going to just go on and on and on and on with my endless thoughts, you know? Like, I always think that Alan Funt's hidden cameras are everywhere, you know? Like, for instance, when I go to the grocery store and I go to buy a box of cookies and I pull one box out and that entire huge pile falls down on the floor and I want to run because I'm humiliated. But I'm afraid those cameras are there, so I try to pick them up anyway.
Shh. Does anybody hear a noise?
I didn't hear anything.
I wish J.D. and Anthony would get back. I just know it's those extra pepperonis that are keeping them.
Now you're trying to blame my extra pepperonis for our being murdered?
Oh, now, come on. Calm down. No one's going to get murdered. Suzanne, you're next.
Okay. I'm going to try different colored fashion combs on the right side of my hair.
Suzanne! Can't you make any resolutions that are more important than that?
What do you mean, more important? Well, I think what Julia means is something that would change your inner self or maybe help the world. Oh, that. Yes, yes. Oh, I have one of those. I just haven't read it yet. Here's one. Next year, I'm going to travel to an underdeveloped nation and feed starving children.
You are?
Well, I'm not going to live there or anything like that. I'm just going to, you know, visit occasionally and come back before I get one of those underdeveloped diseases. Like what? Well, like poverty.
You actually wrote that down?
Well, I didn't have time to write the whole thing out completely. I abbreviated. There.
etc.
Charlene.
Oh, okay. From now on, I'm going to be less trusting.
Well, I personally would miss that trusting nature of yours.
I have to agree with Mary Jo, Charlene. I've always found that to be one of your finer qualities.
Well, it can get me in plenty of trouble.
Well, you wouldn't be Charlene without that blind faith in others.
Oh, I agree.
Me too.
Ah! Shadow, you made it!
Never break a promise. I've only got a minute, but I wanted to say goodbye.
Oh, no, 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 come on. We got eggnog and leftover pate.
Charlene, really? If the man says he's in a rush, I see no reason to detain him.
Well, aren't you going to answer it?
Ah!
Well?
Shadow here.
I'm over here, Herb.
Oh, I didn't see you. I keep forgetting that's why they call you Shadow. Look, we got to get going. The local police are getting pretty close, so whenever you're ready, we'll be in the car. Happy New Year.
Do you think that's the way Elliot Ness would have handled the situation?
Well, I've got a new assignment now. That's why the Bureau staged my breakout. I told them I had to see you before I left. And I would have been here last night, but the local police are actually trying to catch me.
Do you mean you actually are an undercover agent?
Yeah, didn't Charlene tell you?
Well, yes, but...
You really have been a true friend to me. You never once forgot to write. And that's why I couldn't leave without saying goodbye. Because I don't know when I'll be seeing you again. You know, Charlene always wrote how much you all mean to each other. And it's a really special relationship the four of you have. Friendship. I guess that's what it's all about. Well, I better shove off. Come here, doll. Don't ever change. Here's looking at you, kid.
I'll miss you.
Bye.
Bye, Shadow.
You know, Charlene, your friend is right. When you think about it, we're awfully lucky to have another year together.
I'll pour the eggnog. I'll eat the pate.
Suzanne, you know, the one resolution you should have made.
Was what, Julia?
Nothing, Suzanne. You just eat all that pate that you want. You're my baby sister, and you'll always be beautiful to me.
I love you too, Julia. In fact, I love everyone in this room.
This is like a chapter out of Little Women.
To 1987. The best is yet to come.
To 1987.